The city that once declared itself a nuclear-free zone is still actively opposing the deadly weapons. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich just got back from New York. While there, he and top officials from more than 100 other cities around the world talked about the safety threat and cost of the continuing arms buildup.
We've got an administration in Washington now which is saying we have resources to build and research new nuclear weapons, first strike nuclear weapons, but we don't have the resources to fund your neighborhood centers, we don't have the resources to fund police officers on the street.
A Madison woman who lived in post-war Japan, where the atomic bomb was first used, says the nuclear threat still exists today. Democratic activist Midge Miller says the general public doesn't seem to realize that.
It is still hard for me to understand how people in America are so indifferent to the threats of war, and particularly the threats of nuclear war.
Anti-nuke forces, like Physicians for Social Responsibility, say even though the Cold War is over, 5,000 missiles in Russia and the U.S. are still on hair-trigger alert. There's also concern that terrorists may get access to nuclear materials, and countries like North Korea and Iran are trying to make their own missiles. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.